Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop palms. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad.
All right, welcome to Men in a Six Pack, listeners. We got a full house tonight. I'm going to introduce everybody right now so we don't have to go through these steps later. And I'm going to tell you what they're going to be doing. And damn, Robert Farley's broke out his damn iPad. Let me make sure we can see Robert in the picture. Yeah, we can see Robert in the picture. Yeah. Close so we up. Got Robert Farley here from Coastal Beverage. He's going to be doing a little previewing of NC State football. You got Goody here, of course. To my right, we got White Oak High School head football coach, Jonathan Burr. Jonathan, thank you for being here.
Lonzo County boy.
We got Bobby Mills, who we are using his house and who brought some cigars we might be smoking on here shortly. And then I've got my guest host because Trevor had to bail because Trevor's got a real job now and he's stressed out because he's actually like teaching like 90 kids PE and shit. So he's all stressed out.
He's
so
working 20 hours a week. Let's be honest.
He's working 20 hours a week. So he had to back out. Dave Miller, who is going to be my go-to. Bobby and Dave are my go-tos when we have to back up when I need guest hosts. So here we go. We're going to get started. This week in sports, August 22nd. Actually, this day in sports, August 22nd, 1994, Dave. DNA tests link O.J. Simpson to the murder of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Of course, Simpson was found not guilty in the criminal case, but later lost the civil case. Most famous line from the trial.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Who said it?
The lawyer, what's his name?
Johnny Cochran. That's right. Another day, this is not a sports thing, but this is just anybody. This is a Bobby Mills tribute. 1984. The last Volkswagen Rabbit was produced on this day in 1984.
That's a lie.
I'm just telling you what was said.
Because they made the Volkswagen Rabbit after that.
Well, then the internet was wrong.
Yes.
Al Gore was
no.
wrong.
No. Al Gore was wrong. No. Al Gore Everything wrong. On the internet is true. Ask the kids.
August 22nd, 2007. The only baseball thing I'll have in here. The Texas Rangers rout the Baltimore Orioles. This is why I put it in here. 30-3.
Yeah, I was 29-3.
The most runs scored by a team in modern Major League Baseball history. So it was so much to that was, I think, the last time that White Oak had a really good football team.
That's way too recent.
That was the score when we kicked up in somebody's ass 30-3, coach. That's why you didn't let me finish.
1998.
That's right. So anyway. Birthdays. Today's birthday. We got some pretty good birthdays today. 1941, the coach, Tuna. Bill Parcells, former NFL coach, Giants, Jets, Patriots, Cowboys.
One of my personal favorites.
One of your personal favorites. You kind of somewhat have the physique, but maybe a little more bulkier. And
you can outbench him. I totally agree.
1967, Ty Burrell. Who knows who Ty Burrell is? A.K.A.
Giants?
Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. He has nothing to do with sports. Phil Dunphy, man, from Modern Family. And then in 1991, Green Bay Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb was born on this day. So get through that. We're going to rush through the show because we got some good stuff coming on. Before we proceed on.
See if we said married with children. You know
we're going to. Right? Not married with children.
The same guy, right?
No. Phil Dunphy is the husband of.
Oh, the vampire looking guy.
Yeah.
The really pale guy.
The real estate mogul.
Yeah, nobody cares about that guy.
Oh, he's funny as shit.
Big Al Bundy.
He's like the funniest guy on the show.
If it was Big Al Bundy, I would have known who he was.
Okay, anyway. Let's move on. Serious stuff we got going on. We have a taste test here. Yuengling Golden Pilsner. It has just debuted in our market yesterday, as a matter of fact. Coastal Beverage has distributed this beer, and it is at Walmart and Lowe's Food. That's the only plug I'm giving for them, Robert, because they are not sponsors of this show. So, Yuengling Golden Pilsner. So, Dave, you've been sipping on it. Bobby, you've been sipping on it. Y'all want to give us a little assessment of it?
It's good. I mean, it's You know, Pilsner, it's clean, it's fresh, it's it'd be a good beach beer.
Beach beer, a good beach, beach beer.
Good boating beer. Yep. I'd agree. Yeah. I've never bought a Yingling, wasn't planning on it, but I might actually purchase this one if I have to.
Yeah.
Would you?
If I'm put in a position where I have to drink a beer, this would be a beer that I'd buy.
Yeah, because you're normally not a beer drinker.
Yeah, I'm not a beer drinker.
You prefer the clear liquor with the cranberry juice.
Sometimes
just a clear liquor.
Or a little brown water. Brown water, I prefer.
With water?
Yeah.
Yeah, brown water with water.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you have to slum and drink a beer, this would potentially be the
beer. If I was slumming, I would definitely buy this one.
Well, I guess, I guess that's a ringing endorsement from Bobby Mills. So. That,
we have bottles and cans, too, by the way. I just bought you guys some cans, but we have both bottles and cans.
Where's the keg?
By the way,
the name of this show is Two Men in a Six Pack. You brought me four beers.
That's correct.
So next time, this ain't Two Men in a Four Pack. This is Two Men in a Six Pack. No, thank you, dude. You know I'm just messing with you. All right, the world of sports. As I take a sip of beer.
What'd you think about the beer? You didn't really say.
It meets two of my criteria. It's got alcohol in it and it's cold.
Okay.
So.
Hey, and the best part, it's free.
And it's free.
Actually, three
of my criteria. Free, cold, and alcohol.
Everybody likes free.
No, actually, it's pretty good. I'm honestly not a big Yingling guy, but this doesn't taste. It just has a different taste to it.
I mean,
I'll be honest with you. Anything that says Yingling. It kind of rhymes with ding-a-ling. Okay. I just don't want to be putting that near my mouth. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I mean, I like Chuck Berry.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let's quickly move on from that. World of sports. So I just want y'all to know that I have never been more excited for Saturday, August 25th to be here. You know why?
It's my 52nd birthday.
Well, which I have not been invited to the birthday party, but that's okay.
No party that I know of.
It's the start of college football season. It's the official week zero. So they had to come up with a new name from week one. So it's now the official week zero. So there's just been so much shit, and I'm just going to say shit, that has gone on in the last month in college football. June and July were relatively quiet. And then in the month of freaking August, we have – I'm not going to go into any detail in any of this. Ohio State situation.
They're my watch.
Okay, which is going on right now, probably as we speak.
You're gonna have another heart attack.
Yeah, and some he'll.
I mean, Board of Trustees
anyway,
never.
I'm not going to discuss these individually. Y'all can, but I'm not. Ohio State, Maryland, which was extremely tragic
and not intelligent.
Not intelligent at all.
Strength and conditioning training.
That coach, when you get on somebody, you always got to pick them up before you leave. And obviously, that coach did not get that lesson in kindergarten.
The other thing is to deprive somebody of drinking water. That's
salt tablets from the 80s.
Like, there's a lot of shit that builds character, but causing dehydration in someone does not build character.
Didn't they make you take salt tablets when you were in high school in the 60s?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Actually, we just went to the salt lick and licked them when we did it.
Just running 110-yard sprints with offensive linemen in general is not smart strength and conditioning training. Be specific with your position.
Being a former offensive lineman, I will totally agree with you, Coach. Running, I don't know that once in my high school and brief college career I ever ran 110 yards. Maybe combined in 12 games I ran 110 yards. But, I mean, that's, you know, the burst of speed.
It doesn't carry over to game specific at all.
Okay. I said we were going to talk about it. That's okay. Texas A&M, the crap that came out yesterday with Texas A&M. I don't know if that's a vendetta thing by this kid. Anyway, we're going to move on. Wisconsin. I don't know if y'all heard about this. Their number one returning wide receiver was arrested on Monday for two counts of sexual assault, aggravation. Wisconsin, actually, now this is pretty impressive. There's four different covers of the Sports Illustrated College Football Edition. Clemson's defensive line is on one of them because, let's see, there's four guys. Four of their 10 guys are in the top first or second preseason All-American team, defensive line, Clemson. Wisconsin offensive line is on another edition because, I'm sorry, three of Clemson's, four of Wisconsin's offensive linemen are on the first or second team.
Four All-Americans.
All-Americans.
Yeah, insane.
And then the other two is Ed Oliver, defensive tackle for Houston. That's a stud, and I forget the fourth one. But anyway, Wisconsin was predicted to have, you know, they went 13-1 last year. They only lost to Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. They were predicted to – their schedule was a little bit tough. They had some games that were going to be away. I think they were going to Penn State, at Ohio State. But they potentially were more excited this year in Madison, Cam Randall Stadium, than any other year. This guy that got, I don't remember his name, and actually I don't even say his name because he's a piece of crap if it's true, but two counts of sexual assault, was their leading returning wide receiver. He stretched the field for him. I mean, he was predicted to be just a major playmaker. So Wisconsin now, they were preseason ranked number 4. What's that going to do to them? So anyway, Wisconsin. And then the last one, of course, in the freaking news again, and you'll like this, in the last couple of weeks, Carolina.
Selling shoes again?
Well, they hadn't sell them again. They sold the shoes.
They didn't sell them. They sold them for $1,500.
Who paid $2,500 for a pair of shoes, though?
Jordan brand, baby. I mean, what the hell?
People will.
I mean, that's like the, I mean, if David Thompson had a brand, it would be like the David Thompson brand, but y'all don't have a damn brand like that.
No,
but anyway.
We don't.
So anyway, with that said, I've been really looking forward to week zero. I can't wait to the Duquesne-UMass matchup. That's going to be a damn classic. Oh, and let's not forget about Prairie View and Rice. That's going to be two barn burners, but it sure beats the shit that we've had to damn go through in the last month with just all the crap. I mean, I'm just ready for college football to start. So
I agree.
With that said, that's a great transition for Robert Farley to talk about NC State football. So, Robert, I'm going to slide the mic over to you, and I'm going to go do something. And I got a few comments about state football.
How much time will happen?
You got 5 minutes.
Okay, I can do 5.
Okay, and well, then guys, y'all kick in and contribute how you need to kick in and contribute.
Well, NC State last year Sun Bowl champion.
State sucks. Go ahead.
We won 9 games last year. Should have won 10. We lost 3 games by less than a touchdown. This year, we have got 10 teams on our schedule that went to a bowl game last year.
For the record, you've lost the last 2 years. You've lost 7 games by 1 possession or less.
I believe it.
You have.
That was actually going to be my question.
I believe it. But 10 of our teams, the only two that didn't make a bowl game last year was Syracuse. They were 4-8, and
the Heels,
that light blue team, they only won 3 games last year.
To the west of us, right?
Yeah, that light blue team. This year we've got 6 offensive starters returning, and we lost most of our defense. Everybody knows. Our 4 defensive linemen all went in the top near the draft. Of course, Bradley Chubb, number 5, picks a monster.
You lost 8 starters on defense, 7 total draftees, 8 starters on defense, but your offense is freaking loaded.
Well, we got 6 starters back. Ryan Finley is our quarterback, 6-year senior.
Top 5 receivers, not all of them started, actually. Top 5
receivers.
We got
receivers extra years at stage.
And two offensive linemen.
Yeah, 3 offensive linemen.
3 offensive linemen. You lost 2 offensive linemen that were all conference.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Our top returning players, of course, Ryan Finley, quarterback. Todd McShay last week put him as the number 1 quarterback in 2019.
He's a stud. Yep. He's a rare 3-year starter that transferred. Transferred from Boise State, but he's a rare 3-year starter that transferred.
Well, Kelvin Harmon, one of the receivers you was talking about, he had over 1,000 yards last year. Jacoby Myers, another wide receiver, 700 yards, and Steph Lewis had 600 yards. Those 3 guys. Running back, we lost Naheem Hines. He's with the Colts. But Reggie Gillespie played quite a bit last year. He had over 500 yards, so he's got some experience there. We don't have any backups. We got 2 freshmen and a redshirt freshman that are going to cease the matching. And also Brady Bodine, who played at Lejeune High School. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
Brady.
He's a running back with us, plays on special teams. We have 3 linemen coming back, Tyler Jones, Tyran Prescott, and Garrett Bradbury, center. Defense is where we're going to have some problems, I think. We do have some players that play, but not a lot of game starting experience. Darian Roseboro is a monster, good defensive end. Jermaine Pratt, a linebacker, who was one of our captains, and Dexter Wright, a safety. Specialist, punter's back, our long snapper's back, and we got a freshman kicker. And everybody remembers 2 years ago when we should have beat Clemson the year they won the national title and missed a 20-something yard.
You let them off the hook the last 2 years.
That reminds me of the T.A. McClendon game.
2 years you let them off
the hook. We lost Ohio State.
I hadn't heard that name in a long time.
We also got a couple transfers. Kerry Angeline, a tight end from Southern Cal, but he has to sit the first 3 games because he played 2 games at Southern Cal, so he's got to sit the first 3. We got Stephen Griffin, a defensive back transfer from Tennessee. I heard he's really good. And then I talked about, we've got about 4 or 5 freshmen that will probably one out redshirt and will play this year. Our recruiting class last year was top 25. So definitely Dave Doran's got it going on in Raleigh.
When you win, people want to come.
That's correct.
That's right.
And then this year we've got 21 verbals already and 17 of them from the state of North Carolina. So he's building that fence around North Carolina.
He's dominating the state.
And we're ranked 19th in recruiting right now. So
that's awesome.
If you want to build a program in North Carolina, you've got to win North Carolina.
Has he been to your school? Or is his assistant?
No, and I say that because I haven't reached out to him either. So that's partially on me. As a coach, that's some of the things you have to do. But we had to hit the ground running. So what we got was kind of what we got in the spring.
I think this year we could win 9, maybe 10 games. We got West Virginia in the third week of the season.
Hold right there. So let me interject here.
Okay.
So we got the schedule is manageable, aside from going to Death Valley.
Correct.
The experts are saying they give State at least a 40% chance to win in every other game they play this year.
Wow.
So they 40%? That's all we got?
40%? No, I mean, that's across the board. I mean,
oh, 40% to win them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I was like, dang.
You got Florida State, West Virginia coming to Raleigh.
Right.
Non-conference. I mean, I'm sorry. Florida State conference, West Virginia non-conference. You have a tough non-conference schedule. This reminds me of days of old of fucking UNC, man.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry. James Madison, Georgia State, and then you go to Marshall. I know James Madison.
James Madison's.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
They beat, who they beat?
I mean, I think they bench pressed about 185 across the front line.
They smoked East Carolina.
Oh, they smoked East Carolina.
Yeah.
So then at home conference, you got UVA, BC, and Wake Forest. Wake Forest is NC State's kryptonite. Wake Forest just finds a way to kick NC State's ass.
That's not true. We beat them at home. We just can't beat them at
Wake Forest.
Winston-Salem.
Yeah. So you need to schedule every game at Carter Field.
We'd be undefeated.
Right. And then the away games are at Syracuse, at Louisville, and potentially their toughest matchup in late November in Chapel Hill, right after the day after Thanksgiving.
If they have enough players to show up,
we'll have enough players. They'll be gotten off Foot Locker. I mean, they'll be not working at Foot Locker anymore. So okay. So now, give me your prediction, the number of victories that NC State will have this year.
I'm saying 9-3 because we always seem to lose one that we shouldn't lose. Boston College is a tough game.
So you're saying 9-3 this year.
Yep.
And what you gonna do in a bowl?
I think we'll win our bowl
game. Okay. So you know, do you realize that when NC State won 9 games last year, that was the second most victories of all time the NC State has ever had.
Yep.
Behind Philip Rivers.
When Philip Rivers was quarterback.
That's right. So you're saying you're going to match your second all time.
I think we can win 10 this year, yep.
Okay.
We're going to have to score a lot of points because our defense.
That was going
to
be my question.
It'll take a couple weeks for them to get right.
Stop right there. Okay. I've got a rapid fire question for you.
All right, great.
To address that. That particular
Coach,
issue.
Defense, offense. Who wins championships?
Defense is going to win it, but you got to score points to get there.
I got a question for you right there, Coach. Don't worry about it. Stop. Rapid fire.
Are you a defensive coach or offense?
Yeah, I'm
He's a defensive coach.
Okay.
So I think NC State is going to go 8-4 this year. I think they're going to step back just a tag, go 8-4. Florida State is going to be – I know you got them in Raleigh. Florida State ain't going to be down like Florida State's down. So that's one – I mean, I think Florida State's going to get you. I think Clemson's going to get you. You know, West Virginia, they predicted Will Greer, the quarterback, was first-team preseason All-American.
Yeah.
Coming to Raleigh, you lost 3 out of your top 6 defensive backs. You've lost your whole defensive line. If you beat West Virginia, you're legitimately going to have to score 90 points.
I agree.
Okay, so I'm just going to let you know. It's going to have to be 90-88 or something.
I think
like
70
that.
Would be enough.
It's going to be the team that has the ball with the time left on the clock to win the game.
That's possible.
So
I'm worried about the first game. James Madison's no pushover.
I can see 9-3, but I'm saying 8-4.
If we beat West Virginia, we'll go 10-2.
You think?
Yes.
10-2.
Yeah.
Coach?
I can see you winning 9 games, but the West Virginia game is going to be pivotal.
That's going to be pivotal. Yeah. Coach?
I haven't really thought about it.
Me either. I mean, honestly, I don't think much about NC State football either.
No, I haven't been week one yet, so I haven't sat and thought about it.
Goody only remembers when it's season ticket time. He wants to go to the State Carolina game. He just called.
You damn skip it. I'm some dumb.
We got James Madison. That's
hey,
what we're worried
and
about.
I should be at the West Virginia game.
You should be.
Hey, Dave,
are you going to the game or are you going to go hang out with me?
By the way.
Well, whatever the plan is with Jamie's birthday.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. We spent way too much time on NC State football. So let's move on. Now we're going to go move on and talk a little bit with the new head coach of White Oak High School football, Jonathan Berger. Coach, I know you, and I've known you for a long damn time. You coached my damn nephew, Teddy. You're damn good buddies with my brother. With my brother, and I appreciate you being good buddies with him because he don't have any good buddies. But for those of the listeners and the viewers that are watching on here, just give us a little insight of Jonathan Bird, tell me how you got back to the area, because you're from here, born and raised here.
Yeah.
So just give me your story from high school on.
Born and raised here.
In 5 minutes, go ahead.
Yeah, I got you, no problem. So I born and raised here, Hunters Creek, White Oak High School. I actually was there at the changeover time when Robbie Ellis come in and took over for Jack Bell. So I was a freshman. I played JV football. I was actually still a running back then, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then, they moved me to offensive line later in my freshman year. And then I spent the next 3 years on varsity with Coach Ellis and went 11-2, 500. I can't remember if it was 5-5 or 6-6. And then we went 10-4 my senior year, losing to Bertie on Thanksgiving Day. In that year, it was Southwest played for the state title. Jacksonville went 3 or 4 rounds deep in the playoffs, and we went 3 rounds deep in the playoffs all in the same year. No Northside end. So it was really good football in Onslow County. Yeah, really good football in Onslow County that year. And Jacksonville was a 4A at the time. So anyway, Methodist University. I was a 4-year starter at Methodist. Played under a great head coach, Jim Seipel, who just recently passed away. And it's kind of one of the pushes that made me want to be a head coach even more at that point. When he passed away, I realized it's probably kind of what I should be doing. And spent 3 years playing arena ball. Played in a big all-star game, 1AA through NAIA, coming out of college. And, they invited me to that secondary combine, and I did well. And I had a one-on-one workout with some guys from the Texans, and I can't catch a football to save my life, and I'm 5'10", so there really wasn't much sticking there. So
your lips are looking kind of parched, Coach, so I got you a beer.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So then I bounced around arena leagues for 3 years. I ended up tearing my ACL, MCL, and both meniscus running down on a kickoff out in L.A. Wow. That's why I hate field turf. I shut it down at that point, come back, and I'd been coaching at White Oak the whole time and took an ETT job. Was the DC for a few years. We actually, with his nephew playing, we averaged 10 points a game allowed and went 500, which is pretty rough, to do that.
Obviously, you didn't have the quarterback from NC State quarterback in your team.
Yeah, no doubt. Eventually, White Oak made a change as the head coach, and I went to Florida. I spent 5 years in Florida. I run a powerlifting business. I train athletes. Got a couple guys that played in the NFL that I've coached. I lifted weights for a profession, and I ran a special ed program down there and coached some football. And when the opportunity presented itself at White Oak, I made sure I was the first guy to apply, and I got lucky to get the job.
Good lead-in. What was it like to get that call from White Oak asking you to be the next Viking football coach?
Well, I tell you what, it come on a very rough day. I was actually on my way back from Florida to North Carolina because we had a death in the family. So I was driving back for a funeral, get a phone call. It made me one of the happiest guys in the world because this is the job I always wanted. From the time I started coaching, that was my goal, was to be the head coach of White Oak High School. There's not another high school I wanted to truly be the head football coach of. And I've passed over opportunities over the years to be at some, pretty premier schools. And I just chose to kind of go the path that I go so I could get that job.
That's awesome. So tell me about the conference, man. You got some traditional, some heavy hitters. It's the makeup, I guess, maybe one or two schools. I know Little Washington isn't in the conference now, but very similar when you were the D coordinator.
Correct.
Here previously. But you got some pretty
There's not a whole lot of lull in that conference. I mean, your top end, your Havelock and Jacksonville's are as good as anything you're going to see in the state. And truly, those guys are probably going to be tit for tat this year. They're both very well coached and very fast football teams. But even the bottom end of your conference is still productive. They're still good teams. So, each week, if you come in there and you don't play well, you could lose.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell me, expectations for your team this year. Now, I'm not talking wins or losses. Expectations.
We've been hammering this week. I truly expect to be just physically and mentally tough. And at the end of the day, the wins and losses will take care of itself. If you can bow your back when times are rough and do what you're supposed to do, we'll win some football games.
What's your expectations 3 years down the road? Again, not wins or losses.
Yeah. I truly believe we'll have a premier set of athletes in Eastern North Carolina by that time frame. And that's kind of my goal. I mean, I've made a living training high-level athletes, and we're going to turn these guys into some freaks of nature.
Steve, that's a good question. How many years do you think it takes to really build your presence as the coach, your thumbprint in the area?
I think by year 3, you'll start to see your influence. Year 4, that's kind of where you're going to be judged. I'll be judged probably on what I do with that 9th grade class, which is 30 kids strong right now,
yeah,
and the 8th grade class that's coming to me that I spent all summer training because Well, I want to be successful.
Exactly. So this actually isn't in rapid fire. I've got it here. Would you rather beat somebody 55-50 or beat somebody 14-10? Or hell, it don't give a shit. As long as the W's up there,
I think it's the heartbreaker, man. When you score so many points, man, it's like living on the edge for the whole time. So I'd rather win it 14-10, just because. Well, I'm an offensive lineman at heart, so I'm willing to get in there and slug it out with you.
But you're an offensive lineman at heart, but you're a damn defensive. So there's a little I can see the conflict. You may have already answered this for me, Coach, but tell me this. They say a team, and I got a coach sitting right there, and I got a coach sitting right here. They say a team takes on the mentality or the demeanor of their coach. What does that mean for Waddick High School moving forward? Tell me.
We'll be some fiery individuals. That much I can promise you. We already see it in spurts, and I have to kind of pull. It's like breaking wild horses to a degree. I got to rein them in a little bit because, you know, I tell them all the time, guys, if I can control it, you got to control it because you're not going to be any more fiery than me.
So, rumor. Rumor has it that you and your AD got into it Friday night when you were up like forty to nothing. True or false? That's just a true or false question. That's all I want to know.
100% true. Okay.
But you know what? Knowing both of you, Chris Grimes, if you're listening, you were in the freaking wrong.
Grimes never been up by 40.
Grimes actually didn't know what the hell to do because we were up by 40. He didn't realize what the hell was going on. So
you guys playing this week?
We get into it. Okay. Relax. We're getting to it. You might be on double secret probation, Robert Farley. I mean, if you bring more beer next week, you might get into it.
So you got to be six.
I can do that.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to quickly recap last week, and then we're going to go into this coming Friday night, and we're going to have predictions. So here we go. Last Friday night, Jacksonville High School, 40-13 over Southwest. Graham Brinker, 138 yards rushing. One running TD, one receiving TD. Benton, is that correct?
Yep.
The quarterback, 101 yards rushing, 153 yards passing, one rushing TD, and three in the air. Three touchdowns in the air.
Special.
White Oak, 53-8 over Dixon. Now, I ain't just saying this because I'm a damn Okie. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I don't know the son of his first name, but his last name is Linhart. He touched the ball four times. Have y'all read this?
Did he score four times?
He did.
He scored four times. Not only did he score four times, do you know how many yards he rushed for on four touches?
350.
161 yards. I'm a little disappointed. That's my simpleton math from Waddick High School tells me that's just over 40 yards a touch. I'm a little disappointed that he didn't go for 200 and reach 50 yards a touch. I mean, that is
pretty. Coach, why don't he get the ball more?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a guy that's special.
Actually, that's what was happening. He was trying to give it to him, but Grimes was telling him to sit him on the bench.
That's not far off.
So anyway, Linhart, 161 yards rushing, four touches, four TDs. Ingram rushed for 136 yards, one TD. Total team rushing yards, 379. That's the damn mindset of a coach who played offensive line right there. I'm just going to tell you, boys.
How many passing yards they have?
It don't matter.
65.
It don't matter.
On five attempts.
You got to mix it up a little bit.
Why do you need to pass when you rush for 379 yards? Anyway.
Mix it up.
East Duplin, 63-12 over Richlands. The 10th straight win by East Duplin over Richlands. East Duplin rushed for 420 yards. Beargrass, 24 over Lejeune. And Northside in a squeaker over Jones Senior, 46-0. For the week, Goody went 3-2 because I did predict Jacksonville would get beat, and I have heard called more shit, including from
deserved
and from everybody, including my pastor Jason Brinker, who Graham Brinker went crazy. I did catch crap from him about that. He didn't say any cuss words. Let me make sure you know that. Trevor went 4-1, and our guest picker Chris Rayner went 4-1. So I'm sucking hind tit, and I'm in last place right now. Trevor and I both went with Lejeune just because that's like 11 or 12 in a row they've lost. We just figured there's sometime the streak is going to have to end. I'm not going to say it's going to be this week, but there's going some week
that
the streak is going to have to end.
Cleveland Browns.
Now.
Douglas Bird broke theirs.
Brings us to this week, the Twin Peaks, who you got this week predictions. So we're going to start, and I'm going to start down here. We're going to go around game by game, and we're going to predict. And I'm going to let you be – now, hell, you do what you want to do. I don't give a shit. White Oak Vikings versus Richlands Wildcats. Who you got, Dave?
I got the Oak.
Got the Oak. Bobby?
I got the Oak by 30.
Wow. Coach.
Yeah, White Oak.
By 30?
If we play well.
Okay, well, I like it. I'm going with the Oak. Robert, who you got?
Clean sweep, White Oak.
All right, next. Good game, but I think they got two. They just got too many horses. It's going to be a good-ass game. Jacksonville High School at East Duplin. Oof. Who you got, Robert?
Well, I watched Jacksonville play Friday, and they're really fast. And their top running back, he played three plays, maybe?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Will he be back Friday night, Dave?
I think so.
Okay.
I say Jacksonville in a close game.
Okay. I've learned my lesson from last week. Battle is a buddy of mine. I got a lot of friends in Beulahville, but I'm going with the damn Cards. As much as it pains me, I'm going with the damn Cards.
East Duplin's going to be very well coached. Jacksonville's very good.
They are very good.
By more than you think. It's going to be by more than you think.
Wow. Bobby?
Jacksonville by 7.
All right, I got to go with the Cards because last year it was my fault that the Cards lost. I had Peyton Shepherd with me in Raleigh as a defender. He did score 2 goals. So those 2 points he scored in soccer would have helped the football team beat East Duplin since they did lose by a point. I'm going with the Cards.
This is coming from the old Jacksonville JV football coach, by the way.
That is correct. I was a JV assistant way back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Just a little trivia for y'all.
Did not know that. That's interesting. Did you know that Dave originally went to Catawba College and played football?
That was the plan. That's why I found Catawba. That was through football.
Yeah, he was up there to play football, but the football coaches, or they said that the soccer coach was cooler than the football coach.
And he was.
And there was a girl that played soccer. So.
Yeah. It was a girl or a girl.
Actually, there were no girl soccer players then.
Okay.
It came after.
They were all cheerleaders, which is not a sport.
Correct.
Okay. New Hanover versus Northside. Dave, who you got?
Hanover.
Bobby.
It's a toss-up game.
Okay, but who you got? You got to pick somebody.
I'm going to go Pollock. I'm going to go Northside.
I'm going to go Hanover just because that quarterback can sling it.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hanover too. I've done a little research on this one. And Northside, I don't know that – I'm not saying Northside isn't as good as this last week's score indicated. I just don't know that Jones Sr. is all that.
Right.
I mean, Northside is going to be good, but I think New Hanover will get them.
And they lost the scrimmage.
Did they?
You know, with the
lights being out. That's true.
I'm going New Hanover too. And, you know, they got destroyed last week by Greenville Rose.
Yeah.
But Greenville Rose is supposed to be pretty good. So we got 4 for New Hanover, 1 for Northside. Swansburg-Croatan, the Mullet Bowl. They get the Mullet Bucket. Robert, who you got?
Swansburg.
I got Swansburg, I guess. I don't know if I got any Swansburg listeners, but I'm sorry, dude. Swansburg, I guess.
Is this the soccer game or the football game we're talking about?
Football game. Yeah. Coach, who you got?
I got to go with Croatan. My college teammate's the head coach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bobby, who you got?
I'll go with Croatan in football and Swansburg in soccer.
You got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Croatan beat Swansburg last night in soccer 2-1.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So who you got?
Hey, next year.
I'm going to go with the Mullets. I'm going to go with Swansburg.
All right. So we got Swansburg, Croatan, Swansburg. Okay, so that was pretty split. All right, this one, I think we're all going to be unanimous in this one. Southwest looking to avoid going 0-2. Southwest versus Wallace Rose Hill. Oof. Dave, who you got?
I'm going Southwest. I watched a little bit of the White Oak Wallace scrimmage at Jamboree.
That was Wallace Rose Hill's 8th-grade team.
It doesn't matter. I got to see a little bit. I like Southwest.
All right. Bobby, who you got?
I mean, I love Charlie, but I'm going to go with Wallace just to piss Charlie off so maybe he'll get motivated to win.
Is it at Wallace?
Yes.
Wallace.
I go with Wallace Rose Hill.
Wallace.
All right.
This 1-1, huh?
The next two are going to be barn burners.
I hope Charlie remembers that.
Spring Creek versus Lejeune. Spring Creek versus Lejeune. I know nothing about Spring Creek, but I am very knowledgeable about Lejeune. I'll go first. Spring Creek.
I'm going with Spring Creek.
Yeah, we scrimmage Spring Creek. Spring Creek.
Oh, yeah. That's right. As y'all did.
Spring Creek by 40.
Make that unanimous.
All right. Dixon versus Southside. Southside. Where is Southside?
Is that a country song?
Little Washington area.
Yeah.
Is that the school they combined?
No.
No?
What was Southside's record last year?
Something and something. I can't remember. I'm going to say just because I think Dixon's going to rebound. Dixon's going to be on the road. I'm just going out on a limb here. I don't think Dixon is bad as what they like. I think the damn Oaks are damn the shit. So I'm going with Dixon. Dixon's going to win this one. I'm going on a limb. Dixon.
I'll go with Dixon.
Right. I'm going to take Dixon. That fullback's tough.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right. Bobby?
Come on. I'm going Southside. Southside. I just like the song, to be honest with you.
I'll go Dixon. I'll go with the Bulldogs.
All right, cool. Now, week zero games. We're going to have those guys in there. Hawaii, if they don't get blown away by a Category 5 hurricane going, I'm assuming the game is at Colorado State. Hawaii versus Colorado State. The Rainbows will be coming off the island, traveling to Colorado State.
Lighting it up there.
Who you got, Dave?
Who's coaching Hawaii now?
Is it still June Jones?
It's not June Jones.
No, he's left.
Okay. It's not June Jones. It's probably – it's not Benji Taylor, who coached him in basketball for like a half a season. I do not know who it is.
Yeah, me either.
Let's go Colorado State.
I agree, Colorado State. The Rams.
I think the Rams – you got Colorado State, coach. I think the Rams, too. If this was in Hawaii, I would go for the Rainbows. Granted, they're not – they're playing in a stadium and not like a patch of dirt with the hurricane, but I'm going with Colorado State. Who you got?
Colorado State.
All right. Now – the Josh Allen-less Wyoming Cowboys versus the New Mexico State. Is it Wolfpack or Lobos?
Wolfpack.
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 Who you got, man? Who you got? It's
at Wyoming.
So you think they're going to be able to do it without Josh Allen?
I do.
I think I've got Wyoming, too. I just don't know a lot about New Mexico State football, but I do know that they normally traditionally suck. So I'm going with Wyoming.
Wyoming, they actually do a good job recruiting some pretty good athletes.
Do they? Okay.
Me and Farley haven't agreed on many calls, but I'm going to agree on this one.
Wyoming?
Let's go against
the grain.
Yeah, let's go New Mexico.
New Mexico State. New Mexico State. New Mexico has no chance of winning that game. It's okay. New Mexico State.
Got it. 0%.
All right. So studs and duds of the week. That was the last game, so we'll see how we do. Studs and duds of the week. We're going to open this up because we're actually doing great on time, 35 minutes. I can't believe it. So, studs and duds. Who wants to start this week with their stud of the week?
Stud of the week. Let's go Brinker.
Brinker.
Yep.
I agree with you.
He, you know, playing behind Finister, stepped in and filled a huge role, had a great game. So, I'll give him my stud of the week.
All right. Anybody else got somebody? Just because you said Brinker, I was going to go somebody nationally, but I got to put in a damn tout for my damn boy.
There you go.
Linhart.
Four touches, 160 yards.
161
yards. I just think if Coach would give him 10 touches,
yeah.
There's no telling what would happen.
Yeah, my dud of the week is the coach because they only let him touch it four times.
Here's the part. You're like,
actually, my dud of the week is the AD for raising hell.
He still had two catches as well and three tackles for loss.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty. So I'm going with Linhart. Anybody else want to contribute into stud of the week? Or y'all just going to? Are y'all going to
make something? Mine. I was going to go with the kid from White Oak. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty.
Four times, four touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty freaking impressive.
The coach only plays him seven plays a game.
I'll give you a stud, my AD, for putting up with me losing my temper on the sideline.
So, dud of the week. My dud of the week is going to be. It's got to be the kid from Wisconsin, the wide receiver. I don't remember his name. If I knew it, I wouldn't say it. Wisconsin, this is like, again, I'm going to say it, the most excitement that they've had in Madison, Wisconsin in, like, forever, since Ron Dane was there back in the damn late 80s, early 90s. And
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s, whatever. He's old, fat, and running back out of the league, whatever. I mean, Wisconsin may end up having a good season still, but, man, kids are just – stupid. I mean, whether they're damn raping women, which, you know, deplorable, or they're selling freaking tennis shoes. I mean, kids just, I understand they're 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. You know, in some cases they go to state, they're 25, 30 years old. But kids are just freaking stupid, man. Yep. And they don't think, the worst thing ever invented was damn what we're broadcasting on right now, the internet.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. Think about, we were all in school. We know those same types of people that did stupid things. I did lots of stupid things. And I'll tell you this, if there was social media and cell phones when I was in school, we would not be having this conversation right now. Because
you'd be in jail.
No, I probably would not be in jail, but I probably wouldn't be hired teaching in high school. I mean, you know.
You know, before the White Oak kid, my stud of the week, I don't remember his name, but I was looking on Twitter actually today. My stud of the week, because we got in this conversation, he's the offensive coordinator for Texas Wesleyan University. He tweeted today. I was following somebody who followed him. They retweeted it. He goes, stop recruiting three kids today, ... Looked at their social media pages and said, not at Texas Western University.
And it happens.
That's a stud right there.
Yep.
Look, I had a college recruiter one time come meet a kid, shook his hand, come back and told me I can't recruit him. He couldn't shake my hand like a man. And he meant it, never came back.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, kids, you know.
That's true.
There's a lot of good kids, but man, yep. I mean, you got some bonehead kids. And
yeah, you know. And it's a trickle-down effect. You know, somebody's not showing them the right path.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It comes from the coach. The coach sets the standard, I think.
It happens.
And I know you don't live with them every day, but these kids, they live up to you. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the reason I think Wyduk is on the rise, it is because this guy. Because honestly, quite frankly, before him, their role model was AD. And that's a damn low life. I mean, I'm just messing up. Hey, Grimes, I'm just killing you, dude. I'm just killing you, man.
Chris, we'll invite you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Chris, hey, Chris, you can come on a couple weeks in.
I want to come when Grimes comes.
We'll beat you in Golden Tee afterwards. All right,
so let's move on. Rapid fire. This is the last segment of the show. We'll go around the horn. How about that?
Okay.
Because these are just pretty generic questions. I'll start with you. OJ, guilty or innocent?
Guilty.
Favorite sitcom currently?
I've got no idea.
Favorite sitcom currently? TV. Anybody got a favorite sitcom currently? Modern Family. I'll say it, Modern Family, because I love Phil Duffy.
What's a sitcom?
None of us are home in the evenings to watch sitcoms.
Favorite sitcom
all time. And we all don't work for Jones Onslow.
Favorite sitcom all times. Cheers. MASH.
I like MASH.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island
is
a good one.
Sanford and Son.
Beverly's Hillbillies. That's a good one. Yep, that's a good one. Next, where did Randall Cobb go to school?
Oh, small school.
Nope.
What a small school?
SEC school.
LSU.
Nope.
I want to
Bluegrass State, baby.
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, I said he's a quarterback, right?
What position did he play?
He's a quarterback.
Played quarterback.
Yeah.
Scale 1 to 10. How glad are y'all that college football season's here?
I'm excited.
I'm like a 14.
Yeah. It's
I was going to give myself 12.
Nothing better.
Golf in the morning. College football games in the afternoon.
Then on Sundays, Steve Goodson's basement with DirecTV Sunday Ticket, watching all the games on the TV.
5 hours of tailgating in NC State, you can't get nothing better.
Exactly. All right, this rapid fire is going to be for Robert. True false, Robert. When, say, 13 UNC football players finish their playing careers, they have already been promised jobs at Foot Locker. True or false?
False. I don't think they can.
You don't think they can pass the piss test?
No.
Okay. I would say true on that. Coach. Jimbo Fisher, honest dude or schmuck?
Schmuck. Not true.
Man.
Urban Meyer, stay or go, Bobby?
Stay.
More entertaining, Dave, week zero college football matchups or a high school cross-country match?
Week zero. Sorry, Mueller.
Yeah, I say, man, I'm going
sorry, to go. Coach, since you laughed at that one, more entertaining, high school cross-country match or a high school academic derby competition broadcast on G10?
G10.
Totally. Yeah, I'm going academic derby.
That stuff gets good. You only get to see them when they leave and when they come back.
I know.
So, or you see them when they run by, so it's not like you're seeing a whole lot.
You can go to Bojangles, get a biscuit, and come back.
You don't have enough time.
Okay.
That's true. They have referees in cross country?
They run fast as hell, don't they? Do you want that?
They have referees in cross country?
No.
Robert, who wins November's matchup between State and Carolina?
Not even close.
NC State.
State and Florida State.
NC State.
Scale of 1 to 10. If you didn't know him, how intimidating would Coach Jonathan Bird be when he walked into the room? Anybody?
His knock wasn't that impressive at the door, by the way.
But when he walked through?
I said, sir.
Oh, yeah, you did say sir. Dave, Jacksonville High School goes 10-0 this year in football.
Hey, that's what the legend Phil Padgett said. I'm not going to argue with the legend.
Coach.
Not even maybe. I'm never going to count my team out.
Exactly. Coach. Man. True or false? Why did rushes for 300 yards this Friday night?
Distinct possibility.
Awesome. Guys, that's it for tonight. Listen, I thought we had a great show. We had some awesome guests. We kind of just ad-libbed this. We've got 3 spots left if you want to play fantasy football. 2 men, a 6-pack, but we're going to call it 10 guys in a keg. That's going to be the name of the fantasy football league. If you want to get in on it, DM me, tweet me. Whatever.
You don't even know what that stuff means, by the way.
I don't know what that stuff means.
Just call the guy.
Just call me and get up with me. If you want to, I'm having a hard time to get somebody to damn preview East Carolina football. I just knew that us being in East Carolina country, that I would have like 100 people want to talk about East Carolina football, but obviously we do not. So if you are interested in talking about East Carolina football, you have next week to talk about them. If not, then forever hold your peace. And I don't want to hear another damn thing said about East Carolina football. So if you want to talk about East Carolina football, text me, tweet me, DM me, come by my house, do something, and tell me you want to talk about it. A big thanks, and I have not thanked him enough tonight, a big, tremendous thanks goes out to Mike Brandon and Twin Peaks. He is hooking our ass up with food. He has given us a spread of food. If you don't come to my basement on Sunday and watch the NFL ticket, you need to go to Twin Peaks. They got like 50 TVs. They got the coldest beer in town. They got a little temperature gauge that tells you how cold the damn beer is. They got good cold beer. The waitresses, they, you know, most of them are ugly, but I'm just joking. They don't hurt your eyes. I mean, if you can take your eyes off the football game, they don't hurt your eyes. They got great food. Mike and his guys and girls do an awesome job. If you don't come, if you're going to go out and watch the damn football game, go to Twin Peaks. It's a great place to go. Tell them that you heard on 2 minutes six pack, and if you order something, they'll bring it to you and you can pay for it. Okay, so that's the deal. So anyway, that's it for tonight. We'll talk with you next week, and we'll see how the predictions do. Thanks, guys.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop palms. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up.